Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello and welcome back to The Other Stories. This is another volume opener. My name is Luke Conroy with Kate and I'm joined by the other
Daniel
dude,
Wilcox.
Daniel Wilcox. How's it going, Daniel?
Doing alright, thank you. How are you? How is everyone?
Not too bad. We are here scaring people with our podcast. And you're here
our award-nominated podcast.
Yeah. When is that award going to be picked?
I do not know, but what I do know is that I will Google it as we speak.
Okay. So today we are not just saying goodbye to the last theme, which was... What was the last theme?
Fairy tales.
We're saying goodbye to theme parks, and now we're saying hello to fairy tales.
This is why we don't do this together anymore.
Yeah. We're also saying hello to our next 3 themes, as voted for by you on the Hawk and Cleaver Facebook group. We have Ancient Egypt, so Tutankhamun, Scarab Beetles.
Oh, I'm
what
so
else
excited.
Was in that mummy film?
Pyramids, coffins, sarcophagi.
Sarcophagi. The other theme is dinosaurs. I think we're going to think of another name for that, but I quite like dinosaurs, I guess, actually. It's not too bad. It's to the point. What's the story about? Dinosaurs.
Fucking dinosaurs.
Fucking dinosaurs, mate.
This is the kind of stuff, this is the whole reason we make the podcast, is to remember the type of stuff we wanted to write when we were like 5 and you're in school. It's what's your story about? Fucking dinosaurs. Don't smoke glass, get out.
So, yeah, so it's Tyrannosaurus Rexes, Rexi, Velociraptors, Diplodocus.
Pterodactyls.
It's weird, when you're a kid, you know so many dinosaurs. Now I only know 5 or 6.
Well, I'm blessed with a 3-year-old, so I can scale through all of the Therizinosaurs and the Stygimolochs and everything else. I have a full arsenal behind me, so prepare for some good dinosaur stuff from Dan.
We could have a story about a guy on the toilet, like in Jurassic Park, where a Tyrannosaurus Rex eats him.
But instead of the T-Rex eating him...
It's a giant man eating T-Rex.
Yeah.
I like it. And the last theme, so this won't be for a while, it used to be like 3-4 months away before this people hear this one. This is Japan.
Yes.
Japan.
Very, very diverse themes, although 2 of them are very cultural.
Japan, I'm not too sure. That's kind of a, you know, it could be anything really. You could have a Murakami theme, you could have some samurais. That reminds me, there's a really good horror graphic novel series called Samurai Slasher by Mike Garley, who listens to this podcast. Hello, Mike. Everyone should check out. That's a really good graphic novel. So there could be some interesting things to do. Japan has loads of its own like mythology and its own ghosts and stuff like that. So you could have like Ringu.
Okay.
Hair that comes down and attacks people from the... No, that's the Grudge. That's the Grudge. What's the ring? Things coming out of TVs and stuff. That's kind of scary. Yeah.
That's not so much. Is that Japanese? I don't think so.
Yeah.
But is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fair.
But yeah, there was the American remake, but Ringu.
Ringu. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, I think Japan's a good one because...
Yeah.
I mean, we as always, we will kind of suggest a few different themes on the Facebook group itself just to get the ball rolling, but
yeah,
somebody put forward Japan and people lapped at it like some voracious dogs. So
dogs on Weetabix.
I think that's one of the cool things about you guys actually getting involved and voting is that it kind of keeps us on our toes. And like I said, I'm looking forward to writing that one because that'll be well outside of anything that I've kind of written before.
Me too. So cinema just missed out. That could have been quite good. Maybe that's one for the next one, because cinema, there's a few really good stories that come to mind. There's a Clive Barker short story called Celluloid something, but it's about like a cancer that gets imprinted with these movies and starts to become sentient. It's really crazy. It's like Clive Barker, so it's going to be crazy.
Good old Clive.
But yeah, that could have been good. Oh well.
I think we should go really meta, and the next theme should be fiction podcast.
That could be interesting.
The other stories.
The first episode of Fairy Tales theme. I don't know if you've read that one or listened to that yet, but that is that. So, yeah, you just wait till you hear that one. It's very cool. Meta. Okay, I mean, if you're a writer, we will be accepting submissions. You might have noticed the podcast feed is now full of people who aren't me or Dan or Ben or Matt. We are taking a lot of submissions now. We're getting some great stories. And these three themes are ripe for great stories. We want you to get your thinking caps on, drink your Red Bull, snort your cocaine, whatever you do to get into the story writing mode and start.
It's not like condoning drug use of any user type.
No, caffeine. I condone caffeine. I promote caffeine. I am caffeine with skin. Okay, but if you want to submit, all the details will be over at hawkandcleaver.com/submissions. 2,000 words, try and keep it in 2,000 words. We've had some people submit like 3,000 word stories. We can't, it's not
we
doable.
Can't.
We just can't. And 2,000 words, try and end on a sting, like a nice little sting at the end of the tale. That's always good. We like those. Mm-hmm. Other tips, Dan, what can we give the writers?
Character driven a lot of the time. Make sure that something interesting happens to your character. Always outside the box, we like a bit of that. Think Black Mirror. Think Twilight Zone.
To write something that scares you, like, or makes you... Horror is a weird one, because sometimes when I'm writing horror, I'm writing something that kind of makes me laugh. Like, I've heard Charlie Brooker say the same thing about Black Mirror. Like, he kind of sees the episodes that he's writing as sort of comedies. There's something... So either try and make yourself laugh at the horrificness of it, or try and scare yourself as you're writing.
Yes.
That's always a good one. Okay, cool. Last but not least, no, we've got one more thing. But, okay, so not last or not least. The Readers Club.
Next and most.
Yeah, next and most. We have a Hawk and Cleaver's Readers Club over at the Facebook group. Go to facebook.com/groups/ Hawk and Cleaver. The Readers Club, every month we vote a book that we all want to read. And we read it and discuss it. And what is this month's book, then?
This month's book is Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury.
Cool. So if you want to get in on that action, come and join the group and have a little discussion. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on in there at the minute. And it's nice to actually read alongside different people. I think that sounds quite sad to say, but a lot of the time I've been quite a lone reader. I find that I read alone. I get lonely. I read. So to not read lonely and to read with other people, even though you're reading lonely, but you know other people are reading the lonely books with you, it's definitely something.
By the way, I don't know if listeners can tell that we've...
is everything all right?
Yeah, my fiance is cooking. I don't know if you can tell, this is the end of the day. We've recorded a lot of podcastage right now today. So this is... We may come across as kind of loopy. We're tired. The caffeine is wearing it. I am deflated.
We're loving it.
Yeah. So come join the Reader's Club. And the last thing, we do have some correspondence. So have you got something there?
I do. So we had a nice 5-star review on our Facebook page for Hawk and Cleaver by Shana. Thank you very much for dropping a review. Says, discovered the Other Stories podcast today, and I've just been devouring the episodes! Awesome stuff. Thank you. But thank you, Shana, for dropping a 5-star review. As always, if anyone does ever have a few minutes to spare and actually pop a review down, that helps us massively in terms of visibility of getting the podcast seen, and obviously just sharing the love with your friends.
I was going to say, if you do leave a review, because we appreciate it so much, get in touch and we'll send you a free ebook of your choice.
Yes.
One of our books that we publish. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have another one from Yusuf that says, while these may not be the stories my mother told me, they aren't so far off from the ones that my dad did. I grew up on books of short stories edited by Alfred Hitchcock, tales by Poe and Lovecraft, etc. I sat next to my dad as I watched movies about angry worms, eating people, the original version of The Blob, Night of the Living Dead, Psycho, Andromeda Strain, and more. I am loving the podcast and living your stories, and some of them feel like Twilight Zone episodes. I write a bit also, and you guys inspire me to do more and to do better, so keep up the good work, Yusuf. Thank you very much for that, Yusuf. As always, we just love hearing from you guys, so yeah, keep rocking on and keep going and we'll be writing.
And the last one I've got...
And submit a story.
Submit a story, yeah. I've got a 5-star review from mbell8475. Excellent show, talented writers and narrators. Give it a try, you won't be disappointed. Short and sweet and to the point. Get in touch with Mbell and we will give you a book of your choice.
Done.
Okay, enjoy the themes and we'll talk to you soon.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.